WEEI News Radio time, 6:15, Tires and Sports with Joe Dobrow. And the Trailblazers were in town last night and blazed the trail right through Boston Garden over the Celtics.
Yes, they did, Bill, and perhaps a little electroshock therapy would be in order for the Celtics this morning. They would do well to completely wipe out all memories of last night's 131-17 loss to those Portland Trailblazers. Forget the fact that they allowed 46 transition points. Erase any recollections of Clyde Drexler fashioning a triple-double with 39 points, 11 rebounds, and 12 assists. Delete the file with the information about Boston's highest point total allowed this year, and get on to tomorrow night's game against the Bullets in Hartford. For those of you who might have witnessed the game or heard it here on WEEI, you know that it was mighty ugly, not nearly as close as the final score indicates. Might I suggest a trip to Little Bighorn to remind yourself that things aren't that bad? Or how about a trip to see the Nets play? Anything. Help! Things are pretty good down Philly way this morning. Last night, the Sixers dismantled the Knicks 110-93 and thus catapulted into first place. Around mound of rebound, Charles Barkley led the way with a triple-double of his own. Miami slammed Orlando 122-105. The Clippers down New Jersey 119-115. It was Denver 86, Minnesota 73. Phoenix 113, Washington 111, and the Lakers knocked off Dallas 103-91. In college action, Vermont surprised Northeastern 76-62 in the North Atlantic Conference tourney. BU, meanwhile, ousted Colgate 85-63. Those two teams will now meet for the conference championship Saturday night. On the ice, Montreal stopped LA 5-2, Winnipeg trounced Quebec 6-3, same score, Calgary over Pittsburgh, and Minnesota nipped Chicago 5-4. The Bruins play tonight at the Garden, sans Ray Bourque. He is still out with that pulled abdominal muscle. And on the baseball front, the two sides once again met well into the night, which is better than their going home and watching David Letterman, I suppose, but it's not as good as reaching a settlement. Both sides issued new proposals yesterday, and the best we can say today is that the gap may be closing. Joe Dobrow, WEEI 590 Sports.